We now go to Massachusetts and the Commonwealth's ballot question number 3. In 2016, with strong bipartisan support, the Massachusetts legislature passed an anti-discrimination law that protects the rights of transgender people in public places, and opponents immediately moved to repeal it. Now, it's being put to the voters to decide. Gabriella Emanuel is a reporter for WGBH in Boston, and she's here to give us an update on question 3. Hi, Gabriella.
Hi there.
So Governor Charlie Baker first signed into law in 2016, and we should mention that he's a Republican. Why is this even on the ballot today?
Well, the day he signed it in, this repeal effort kind of was underway already. So a group known as the Massachusetts Family Institute, they strive to promote Judeo-Christian values here. They have been pushing to repeal this. And their big concern, they say, is safety of women and children. And what their argument is that the law that you mentioned, the 2016 law, is too broad in the way it defines gender identity. It doesn't require someone to be on hormone treatment or have gender reassignment surgery. It just needs to be a sincerely held part of their identity. And they say this is too broad and people can take advantage of it. And they're concerned that people will pretend to be transgender, go into women's bathrooms, and prey on women and children. They're particularly concerned, they say, about convicted sex offenders. And the one other thing is worth noting is that there isn't actually data to back up those arguments, but that is the concern.
Well, that's the concern. Let's talk a little bit about what the law was meant to do. How is the law meant to protect transgender folks in Massachusetts?
Yeah, so what it did is it inserted two words, gender identity, into the list of characteristics you can't discriminate someone based on. So already there's race, sex, creed, religion. Now, among others, gender identity. And this is in all public accommodations. So anywhere the public goes, think hotels, restaurants, hospitals, taxis, but also public bathrooms and locker rooms.
So essentially, this is the bathroom debate that's now extended itself to Massachusetts in many ways.
In many ways, although it comes from a non-discrimination law, so it's a positive protection versus not letting them go into the bathroom.
I'm wondering what the opponents of this law are doing. Is there advertising around this? Are they doing outreach? How are they trying to, you know, really influence voters?
Their main strategy, as I've talked to them, has been advertisements online, on the radio, and the prediction is on TV soon.
And what's the response been from transgender activists and civil rights organizations?
Yeah, they say that what's at stake here is kind of the basic respect and dignity of fellow Massachusetts. And they have been very active canvassing across the state. I've spoken to somebody who actually kind of left their business to canvass full-time and work on this campaign. And that was a transgender woman. And she actually said that if this repeal does happen, she'll look to move to another state. She's looking to New Hampshire, where there are protections.
And what do the polls say about question 3? Is there enough support to keep these protections in place as we head into the election?
Yeah, so the most recent poll from the Boston Globe, UMass Lowell, found 74% favored keeping this law. That is up from polls over the summer that found it closer to 50% were in support of it. The concern from the campaign trying to keep it is that there will be a last-minute kind of blitz of lots of TV ads preying on people's fears.
So is there still bipartisan support, or has this become politicized given the current climate?
So it's up to the voters, and it looks like there's support on both sides. As you said, a Republican governor signed this into law. One interesting thing this poll found is that the voters may not fully understand the law. When you ask, do you want to keep the law? They say yes. But when they say, are you okay with transgender individuals going into the bathroom? They're less likely to say yes.
We'll be paying attention. Gabriella Emanuel is a reporter for WGBH. Thanks, Gabriella.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.